It's Monday, April 23rd, 2012.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning into The Sounds of My Head. The Sounds of My Head is a podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. That's a good song right back there. That's Alexander from Los Angeles doing the song Bad Bad Love. It's my favorite song off their album from last year, self-titled, called Alexander. If you're listening to that and thinking, wow, this kind of reminds me of Alex, the lead singer of Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, there's a good reason for that. It's because Alexander is the name that Alex from Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros goes by when he does his solo stuff. And if Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros is what I would describe as sort of like an indie pop band with folk roots, I would say that Alexander's just straight up indie folk. It is just a folk record. And Bad Bad Love is probably the most poppy song on it. Maybe that's why it's my favorite, but I liked, you know, the album as a whole. And if you like that, you're going to want to check out Alexander, because it's pretty decent stuff across the board. Speaking of Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, did you know that they have a new album that's coming out shortly, and they've already released the first single from it called That's What's Up? Well, they have. We're going to hear it right now. Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros from Los Angeles. Lead singer is Alex from Alexander. You might have heard of them. I heard they just got played on this really awesome podcast. Anyway, we're going to hear the first new song. It's called That's What's Up. And no, to answer your question, it ain't like Home 2.0. It is not that good. It's okay. It's fine. I like it. But I'm hoping that the rest of the record, once it comes out, is even more better. Because this song's fine. It's a pretty good song, but it's just not, you know, top shelf of what they're capable of based on their previous record. So here we go. Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. Where else but right now on this episode of The Sounds of My Head with That's What's Up.
I get home. Alone, I fight these animals. Alone, till I get home. Alone, I fight these animals. Alone, till I get home. Alone, I fight these animals. Alone, till I get home.
Creak as you sleep, it's keeping me awake.
It's the house telling you to close your eyes.
And some days I can't even trust myself.
It's killing me to see this way. Cause though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to the shore. Tell her that I miss our little talks.
Soon it will be over and buried with our past.
We used to play outside when we were young and full of life and full of love.
Some days I don't know if I am wrong or right.
Your mind is playing tricks on me, my dear. Cause though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies. Don't listen to a word I say. The screams all sound the same. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore.
Oh.
You're gone, gone, gone away. I watched you disappear. All that's left is a ghost of you. Now we're torn, torn, torn apart. There's nothing we can do. Just let me go, we'll meet again soon.
Now wait, wait, wait for me. Please hang around. I'll see you when I fall asleep. Don't listen to a word I say. The screams all sound the same. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry on.
Ship will carry our bodies safe to shore. Though the truth may vary, this ship will carry our bodies safe to shore.
All right, right back there, two songs in a row by a band from Reykjavik, Iceland. They're called Of Monsters and Men. And I wanted to put them on right after Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros and Alexander because, as you might have noticed, they kind of sound like a crappy Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. I think what happened is these kids from Iceland got together and they're like, hey, we really like that Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros band. We can do that. Let's just do it. Let's make an album that's kind of a whole lot like Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. Sort of Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros meets Mumford & Sons, right? From UK. Kind of sounds like them too. And so far, I think they've gotten very successful very quickly, which makes me suspect of them. And I don't love it. I like a couple, you know, the two songs we heard, I should say, sorry. The two songs we heard were 6 Weeks, followed by Little Talks, both pretty good. I think those are the standout tracks. And the record, it's fine. If you like those two tracks, definitely check it out. It just, there's something about it. I think the production isn't quite right, and I don't know. I'm suspect of it for some reason, but pretty good. Tell you what I'm not suspect of. This next thing we're going to play, it's super great. It's they're also from Los Angeles, like Edward Sharpe. This is La Sera, and it's the lead singer from Vivian Girls has got her side project that she does under the name La Sera. And man, is this new album she's got good. I mean, her last album was pretty good too, but this new album's just so super good. And what she does is she like cribs all the different kinds of stuff I like and squishes them up and makes them into something great that's totally new. It's not covers or anything. It's just, it sounds, one of the songs I'm going to play, it's called Real Boy. It sounds just like She and Him. You're like, oh, that's just She and Him, you know. Another song I'm going to play is called Please Be My Third Eye. And Please Be My Third Eye is just exactly like the Hong Kong, which you may remember the Hong Kong. I used to play them on the show a lot. They were like a Brooklyn band, never really went anywhere. I think they broke up. But at any rate, I liked them a lot. And Please Be My Third Eye sounds just like them. I mean, it could just almost be the Hong Kong song, but it isn't. It's a La Sera song. And the first song I'm going to play is called Love That's Gone. And all three songs are great. All three songs sound totally different from one another. And the whole record, it's pretty varied. The common thread all the songs have is that her voice is pretty consistent across the board. There's a song on there called It's Over Now that sounds just like the Smiths. I mean, really, this album, it's great. It's like all 5-star songs for me. It's really hard for me to even pick 3 to put on, but I love this record so much. So anyway, check this out. La Sera, first is Love That's Gone, then It's Over Now, and then Real Boy, all from her album Seize the Light, which just came out here recently. Very good stuff. Check it out right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Thank you.
Oh, two songs in a row right back there by a great new band from Brooklyn. They're called Hospitality. The two songs we heard were 8th Avenue and All Day Today, both from their self-titled debut album, Hospitality. If you like those two tracks, you're going to like the whole record, though those were my two favorites off the record, so it's not all quite that good. Kind of reminds me of Theo, her voice kind of reminds me of Theo, or Lightning Love, probably more specifically Lightning Love. Actually, now that I think of it, I really like Lightning Love a lot, and Hospitality kind of reminds me of that. And the quality indie pop goodness. 8th Avenue, especially. It's a great song. All right, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, it's a band from London. They're called Elephant. We're going to hear the song Assembly. I got to give credit to Laurent, who recommended this to me on the Facebook page. He said, hey, you got to check out this band from the UK called Elephant. They remind me of Blouse. They're great. You're going to like them. And you know what? He was right on all counts. I do like them. They are great, and they do sound like Blouse. So check this out. Elephant with the song Assembly. You can pick this up on the internets. Or probably, I don't know, maybe they... Do they still make CDs? Yeah, maybe they do. And if you can, maybe you can get this on CD. I don't know. Anyway. What are we talking about? Here we go. Elephant, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head. Does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was a piano cover of Home by Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros that I got off YouTube. By the way, there's a million covers of that song on YouTube, but that was a pretty good one I thought to talk over. I also talked over Gaia by The Bees and The Happy Organ by Dave Baby Cortez. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can leave comments on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter now. I hate Twitter, but I'm on Twitter because some people like it. And so I'm going to tweet things or whatever the hell people do on Twitter. And I promise I'm not going to use any hashtags or at signs. I'm going to keep it as legible as possible. There will be meaningless shortened URLs, which is annoying, but just trust me, they always link to my site. It's pretty simple. So check that out if you like the show. Become a fan in Facebook or follow TSIMH, that's the Sounds of My Head's initials, on the Twitter. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time on The Sounds of My Head.